So, I'm in Silverstone, and it was a little bit of a last-minute thing to get here, thanks to Chris from Express Coffee saying, I've got something you should try out. Being a motorcycle rider himself, I thought I'll trust him on this. But I've always kind of avoided race bikes because of some inherent feeling in myself, I think, the need for speed. I definitely feel like a different person now than I did when I rode my bike in this morning. I've got so much more respect for what these machines can do, and I feel like I know so much more about myself as well. It's thanks, I guess, quite a lot to somebody I remember from my childhood when I was racing at lunchtime on my racer. Remember them? My mate was always Barry Sheen. I was always Ron Haslam. And quite often, I'm sat next to Ron here, you'll probably be glad to hear I won most of the time.
That's perfect, yeah, no. You say Barry Sheen, yeah, it was me, you know, obvious opposition to start with, but then become one of my best friends, you know. Once you got to know Barry and such as that, it was, you know, it was fantastic, yeah.
I can't believe looking at you now that we used to talk about you at school. Okay, latter years of school. How long have you been racing?
Must be now, racing professionally, you know, 25 a year. But I've been in bikes all my life, you know. I'm up to 55 now. And from, you know, 12-year-old, I've had bikes. I've been that lucky that I could make bikes in my job in a professional manner. And then once I did actually, you know, not be quite as competitive, or, you know, I'd had enough of the competitive side, I was so lucky to start a race school up, you know. Now we're at Silverstone. The race school's been running now 15 years, which is, you know, really nice. So it's been fantastic for me. You know, as I say, we've moved to Silverstone now. We're running all the classes, you know, from beginning classes all the way through to if you want to be a racer, you know. So on my side, it's just fantastic, you know.
I dropped a tweet out when I got here to say where I was, and I was amazed at how many people in my networks have either been or have a voucher to, or are thinking of coming. So you obviously impact quite a lot of people. How many people come through your school in a year?
It's hard to say, you know. Must be, you know, a few thousand, to be honest, which is great. You know, on our half, it's we employ, you know, like 48 instructors, so we've always got enough instructors there. Have a big help on the bikes, you know. So we run sort of, you know, nearly 100 bikes, so it's quite a big thing. But you know, it's just enjoyable. It's good that we can even start from the very young age. We even go now from what you call a first license, where, you know, the young ones, like, you know, from 4 year old, if you want, they can come and just have a little go on a bike, you know, in a, you know, a calm area, or as I say, all the way through to 500s to CB600s, 2000s, all the way through. So I'm happy that we can actually provide that type of service, you know, because as you say, not only, you know, to enjoy yourself, it actually makes you safer on the road, you know, gives you more experience.
Definitely, and it's kind of interesting how much I could see myself progress. Yes, I got to know the track a little bit, but there's so much to think about. I think I was going 20 miles an hour faster on every session that I went out, and I'm glad there's a break in those sessions because it is really hard work. So for me to see that amount of improvement makes me feel so much more confident. It also really makes me respect the speed. Everything seemed to be safety, and I can see why in some insurance companies they actually knock money off if they've been to your school.
Yeah, it does, yeah, because as I say, the biggest thing that we try and do is obviously give you good experience, and hopeful go away knowing that you've actually improved your bike skills, and biggest one, you actually should be safer. If you actually know what your bike can do more, I'm not saying go and do it on the road what you've done here, you know, we don't say that, but we just say that we can show you where the danger bits are, where not to go. So on my side, I get the pleasure of just really call it teaching, or seeing that they've enjoyed it and they've improved in the safety and the riding. You know, that's my bonus, to be honest.
For me, what I think you've done is by pushing a lot of the things that I feel like I'm thinking about too much, like the cornering and the braking and the steering, now that's almost feel like it's reaching my subconscious. I can leave the rest of my mind to really look out for the dangers on the road. Because, I mean, I don't know, do you ride on the road?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Because a lot of your instructors are like, no way, too many things to think about.
Yeah, it is. It sounds very bad, but the road, you've got to be more aware on the road. There's so many things that's not in your control, so you've got to be more alert, more you know what's happening compared to a track. But there again, on the track, you can experience the bike, what the bike can do. So that will get you, once you've experienced that, it will get you out of a mess on the road more so because you know how far it can go.
Plus, I've had my adrenal gland milked well and truly today, so that going back, I'm probably going to just take a casual ride home today.
That's the biggest and best thing you could ever do. You know, leave the experiment in the trying on the track because it's safer. You've got all the facilities on the road. You know, just hopefully just have a, you know, do what you normally do, enjoy riding a bike.
Definitely. Thank you so much. So am I right in saying that you've got quite an unusual record as well as the three world championship wins for Grand Prix? Do you also hold a record for being the oldest and the youngest pair of riders between you and your son in competition?
It was at one stage, but I think it might have been took over now. You know, so yeah, we so it was working out as oldest and youngest to be in GP racing.
Have you got as big a family as you were born into? 10 brothers and sisters, was it?
Yeah, we've got 10 of us all together in my family. I've only got 3, so okay. It's not so bad. 2 girls and 1 son. So I think we've stopped there. You know, with the lifestyle is a bit hectic for that.
Yeah,
but we're just trying to enjoy it now.
Brilliant. So if someone's listening to this and they're on a really powerful bike and they are out and about on the road, what would be your tip to ensure they keep it rubber side down?
The biggest thing is on road riding is always be slightly under what you know you can do. You know, don't ever push the limits. There's too many dangers on the road to do that. You know, if you want to get a big adrenaline rush, come to a track day either on your own bike or come to the school or whatever, and use the road as a total pleasure trip. You know, don't ever try and push yourself in there. Because that's what really happens. You know, you tend to try and push a bit too hard, and mostly it not be your fault. So I think that's the biggest thing. Realise, yes, you know your experience, but you don't know the experience of everybody else that's out there. So take that into consideration and just calm it down a little bit.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. And I'm sure if anybody's listening to this and interested to know more about what Ron is doing, just Google Ron Haslam Race School and I'm sure you'll see everything about the Silverstone school that's going on here and thriving somewhat, I think. It's very busy out there. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much, and hopefully have a safe ride.